Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
312-233-1019. Wondering this morning was, all right, you got your best buys, your sell buys, and your if you drink it after this, you're going to die by date. So if your milk expires today, if it expires today, Mike, how long do you realistically have?
I'm going to go until it smells bad when I open it. I had 2 gallons. I finished the one yesterday when it expired, and I opened one today.
That's already expired?
The one I opened today smells good. But yeah, expired yesterday.
There you go.
So how long do you think?
You think you'll get till Monday on that one?
I don't know. The one that was open started smelling bad, but the one I just opened still smells fine.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm good.
In the clear.
What are you
you're
doing
good.
With so much milk?
You're in the clear.
Me and my wife didn't communicate on groceries.
Well, now you got to put it down for sure. You've got to. Thank you. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
If it expires today, how long do you think you have realistically?
I made mac and cheese for the kids last night with milk that expired on Christmas Eve.
There you go.
They're like your guinea pigs.
And
right.
Are they fine? They still, I wouldn't say still standing, but they're okay, right?
They're fine.
I'm on the way home from work right now, so I'll find out.
Yeah. I want to poke them.
They're walking around all woozy. They want to check on that one.
Nothing can be worse than that powdered cheese.
That a boy. Father of the year, Tom. That a boy. Way to go.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Yeah, he's waited that long. Here's one for you, Whip. One for you, Violetta. So Google Maps revealed the least crowded time for grocery shopping.
Ooh, I love it.
Specifically, day and time.
Day and time.
Tracked traffic to grocery stores. Google Maps has the amount of people heading in those directions and parking in those lots. The least crowded day and time. Take your best shot. Violetta.
Monday, 7:30 a.m.
Okay, Whip.
I'm going to go with like a Wednesday at 2 p.m.
Violetta knows what she's talking about. Least busy Monday, 8 a.m.
Oh.
I would play a winner bell, but my computer still doesn't work.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll do it for myself.
Ding, ding, ding.
I literally thought about that, the early morning thing, and then I thought like a lot of retirees, I would think they'd like to go and do it that early.
Remember, this is a national thing, though.
Well, I know.
This is a national, so it's not
old
just
people all over the place.
It's not just Florida.
Well, that's true, but we all got old people.
U.S. grocery stores are least busy on Mondays at 8 a.m. When do you think they're most busy?
Fridays at 6 p.m.
Sunday at 4:30.
Go right in the middle of you. Saturdays anywhere from noon to 3.
Oh,
grocery stores are the most busy. Violetta doesn't drive anywhere unless the car is fully stocked with Razzles.
You need a lot of them because they go bad quick in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Razzle. I'm thinking about getting some of that Frank's Red Hot to put on my combos while I drive.
Yeah, put it on everything.
But then you have to have, I have a drive-in drink, and I only drink it while I'm driving for some reason. I don't, have it at home.
Okay.
I like the Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll keep
you
awake,
too. Red Mountain Dew, not the green.
Does it taste like the green?
No, it's a red flavor. Red.
Okay.
It tastes a little more red.
Yeah, you know what the red tastes like.
Yeah.
It's red. The must-have drive-in food, Mike.
Always beef jerky.
Gotta have beef jerky. Lots and lots of jerky. Also need to have what, Joyce?
Chiclets. I love chiclets.
Chiclets. I think that's gum, right?
That is gum.
Yeah. It's gum.
Put a whole box of chiclets in your mouth. You can't even speak.
I like the white ones.
Uh-huh. Jan.
Cheez-Its.
Nice. Cheez-Its very underrated. Very underrated. You don't think you want Cheez-Its till you have a couple, then you want a whole box.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on this, Bill. This might be my favorite snack.
Cheetos.
I love Cheetos.
Load up on Cheetos.
You like the puffy or the crunchy?
Crunchy.
Yeah, I like
Look
that
at you
guy.
Guys.
I like it. Cheryl.
Peanut butter crackers. Those cheap ones.
Yep.
You get at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
You
got
to have those, but if you have them, you've got to have the Code Red to wash them down.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of leave a film.
Yeah. Bless you, get a little dry there. Hey, Jake, I don't even know what these are.
Gardettos.
I don't know what Gardettos are.
They're like the knockoff of Chex Mix, only better.
Mm-hmm.
The knockoff of Chex Mix.
They're really garlicky.
Better. Wow.
And they have like those little dark circle chips. They have the pretzels. They have the little tube.
Look at you knowing your Gardettos inside
Gardettos.
And out. At number 3, Gina?
Hi, you have to have stevia packets.
Just a shake into your mouth as a snack?
No, for your iced coffee. Oh.
Come on, Eric. Oh,
all right, I got you.
You gotta have them.
I got you.
A lot of uses.
Yeah. I was thinking snacks, but she's absolutely right. I said your must-have road trip item, so you got to have that.
Right.
Yeah. You also have to have plenty of what, Veronica?
Sunflower seeds.
Okay, now do you eat all of them, or are you spitting them out the window?
It's all over the place, all over the floor, on my cheek, on my clothes. But it keeps you awake when you're getting drowsy on a long trip.
There you go.
Yeah, do you
for
go
some
with
reason,
the
it keeps you awake.
There you go.
Do you go with a flavor?
Yes, the barbecue.
Oh, I do
barbecue
ranch.
Sunflower seeds. A must-have. And finally, in at number one, if you're going to road trip, Christine, you better have what?
Onions and a Coke.
Ah. Again, Funyuns.
Funyuns.
Also an underrated snack. Or as Swanee typed it down, Bunyuns, which is what I believe Dr. Sklar fixes. Yeah. I think.
No, not those.
Yeah, you don't want those. Dr. Sklar will get rid of those if you're heading that way.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, good Funyun. See, I prefer the Code Red. You've chosen to go with the Coke. Pepsi Keith is going to yell at you for that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's find out the top three things currently trending on Twitter as you head into a Friday weekend. Here we go at number three.
News from Pepsi, the biggest and most reliable sponsors of the Super Bowl. They are cutting Super Bowl ads for the pop, but they are doubling down on their halftime show with The Weeknd. They're also doing ads with The Weeknd prior to the show, which is the first time they're doing that with any performer. So they're saying it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Pepsi's got The Weeknd. Speaking of heading into The Weeknd.
Yeah.
It would be funny if they said, like, this isn't going to be as big as last year, but maybe just watch it anyway.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, The Weeknd still not being asked to participate in the Grammys. Their interim chief of the Grammys has confirmed this. Many people say this is because, remember, when he won recently, one of the biggest albums of the year, of course, is Blinding Lights. I'm forgetting which award show it was. Previous award show, The Weeknd called out the Grammys as corrupt.
Oh.
He also claimed the Grammys and him had been planning a performance for weeks, and then he was snubbed.
So, did he say they were corrupt before they snubbed him? Yeah. See, I wonder, it's kind of like...
Could have been last year's Grammys, and they snubbed his performance, or they canceled his performance for some reason. He didn't take it well, and here we stand. So, there have been thoughts. You know, he had the biggest album of the year, and so...
Yeah. You know, Grammys are subjective, you know?
Who knows? Trending on Twitter, number two.
Respect for Justin Bieber started trending worldwide on Twitter after his Anyone music video was taken down from YouTube. Believers believe that haters in mass reported the video as inappropriate to sabotage his work. Regardless, the video is back up, and now they're scared that his 30 million views are not going to be added on to that.
Oh, no.
So he's losing respect and acknowledgement for his hard work.
Oh, there goes the street cred right out the window. And trending on Twitter, number one.
The new Oreo flavor is trending right now. Strawberry frosted donut Oreos will be made with vanilla cookies. Huh. And the filling is going to consist of a double layer of pink color strawberry flavored creme.
Creme?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I had a double stuff last night in an odd twist. Haven't had one in a while. You forget how great they really
are. They're
so
good.
Yeah. Anybody listening who is... been a lottery winner. I've never even won $2. Whip thinks he might have won 10.
I think so when I was little.
Hi there, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
You were a winner once?
I was, absolutely. The trick was I bought it from the machine, not at the counter.
That's the trick.
Mm.
Okay.
And how much did you win?
$1,000.
$1,000 on the scratch.
Oh, hey.
Just scratched it. Does it just say 1,000 there?
No, it was a bunch of numbers that added up to 1,000.
I see. Well, how do you redeem that? Do you walk back up to the 7-Eleven clerk and go, give me $1,000?
No, there's actually a location on the north side that you have to go to claim anything over a certain amount.
Gotcha. A secret location? Oh, okay. Is it labeled?
Yeah, is it secret or is it labeled?
It's labeled.
Yeah. Not anymore in today's society.
Right. It's like, hey, you want people to know that? Yeah. Really?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. How much did you win?
$1,000.
Another $1,000. Same situation?
No, it was a pick four. It was kind of weird. My sister was shopping, and it just happened like everybody kept asking for her birthday, her year of her birthday. She was buying liquor, and she was born in 1994.
Yeah.
And then her total for her whole purchase that day was $19.94. So she came in the car, and we're all like, we should probably play those pick four numbers, 1994. So me and my two other sisters played it, and we all won $1,000.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I think I've told you the story. This is true. And At the time, the newspaper came and covered it. When I was on the air doing a morning show in Florida, there were, like, we just decided to try to guess the pick three that day.
Yeah.
And I threw out a number, and it came in that day.
That's incredible.
And I didn't play it. So the next day, everybody was celebrating. They're like, give us another number. I threw out another number. It came in.
That's unbelievable.
Back-to-back days.
That's unbelievable.
The newspaper showed up. Camera showed up for the third day.
That's crazy.
Try it again. Right. You got some numbers for
us? I threw out three numbers. Nothing.
What do you like in Powerball?
I like a 263 today, Whip.
I think there's more digits than that.
No, pick three.
Oh, okay.
This is a pick three game. I just threw out three numbers.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I can't pick a Powerball. Have you lost your mind?
I'll try.
I can't do it. Hi there, Sheila.
Yes.
You were a big winner?
I did. I won about $50,000 from the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Queen of Hearts.
That was a big one.
Which Queen of Hearts was it? Was the one down in Morris or the one? There's one up in the northwest suburbs, too.
No, it was actually in our local town of Homewood.
Oh, down in Homewood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Kicking it in Homewood.
Yeah, it was
great.
Where's
the one? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, half of it went to the school for boys, and then I got half of it, so it was a split.
Nice.
Yep. McHenry, I think, was the place where it was maybe a million or something a couple years ago. It made huge news. Yeah.
Crazy. It's not just money that you win. Hey, Carol.
Hi.
What did you end up winning?
I won a trip to Hawaii on a scratch-off ticket. Maui.
And when you scratch it, is there just like a grass skirt underneath there, or what is it?
It was a suitcase. I actually put a $20 bill in a machine at the Meijer store, and I was going to buy four Win for Life tickets, like $5,000 a week or something like that,
right.
And they were out. But I already had my money in there, so I just went to the next $5 slot, whatever the ticket was, and bought four of them, and I won a trip to Hawaii.
And just like that, you're off to Hawaii.
See, it's meant to be.
I feel like I hear those stories all the time. I meant to do this, and it didn't work, so I just did the second thing. Next, you know, I won $1 million.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So his parents in this story found out about his porn collection and destroyed it, and he took him to court and won. Your parents found out what about you? You know, you trashed your dad's Camaro. I mentioned, your parents found out you worked at Hooters. That happened to Whip.
Yeah.
Remember that? You're working as a cook.
I still don't even like to talk about it because, not everybody knows.
They thought you were at Chili's, but you had that head cook job at Hooters.
I had that going pretty well until one day they came in. What am I supposed to do?
I know. What did your parents find out about you? Oh, boy. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. So my parents, when I was 18 years old, I was working at a summer camp up in Wisconsin. So they thought that was like the perfect time to go through my bedroom. You know, 18 years old, still living under their roof. So they found a sex toy that I had bought because 18 years old, you know.
Okay.
You're thinking like, I can do that now. That was my, hey, I'm an adult. I can buy
right, we're with you. We got you. You don't have to defend yourself to us, Hannah.
You're not in court.
Jeez. It was totally okay, Eric. I was 18 and legal. I'm not your attorney, Hannah.
You were legally at Lover's Lane.
You can do whatever you want. I'm not your parents. Take it up with them. I got uncomfortable with her. Hi, Michael. What did your parents find out about you?
Well, my parents didn't want us to have cable when I was 13, so I ran it through the wall into our room. And then my sister found out I had it. She said she wanted it, so I had to run it out of the carpet to her.
Well, my Your parents found it. Out you were running illegal cable at 13.
Pretty, you know, I don't like the illegal part, but I do admire the fact that you were technically sound enough to do that at 13.
Were you ripping off the neighbor?
No. I spliced it from my own parents' cable box into my room.
Oh, they didn't want you to
They didn't want you to have it in your room.
Oh, they had it and you didn't.
So you had like a secret TV in the closet you could pull out. I see what you're doing.
What were you watching on
Crafty and shifty. What happened when your parents found out?
I was grounded for a month.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just watching Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, come downstairs and watch it. Hey, Joel.
How's it going?
What did your parents find out?
Well, my parents paid for me to become an emergency medical professional to go work on an ambulance, and later on they found out that I had a side gig working BDSM events.
Wait.
How'd they find this out?
Yep.
Yep, they did. When you say working, you mean like you were taking tickets at the door, or what?
No. I was the on-site emergency medical professional.
I was about to make that joke. Do they have to have a medic just in case something goes awry?
In case somebody gets completely choked out.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Right. And where do you, as the official paramedic of the BDSM party, do you sit in the parking lot and just wait to be called in? What happens then?
Oh, no, no, no. I am right there in the dungeon with at a table. I see everything.
Okay, have you ever had an emergency that you had to take care of?
Don't ask. No? That's a yes or no question.
Yeah. Quite a few.
Quite a few. Oh, boy. I don't want the details of them. I'd like to continue working. Yeah. Yeah, so this... I'm not even going to make the joke. I was going to make the joke. I'm not even going to make the joke. You don't meet many paramedics for the BDSM parties.
Any, really.
Violetta's strangely quiet. I see her looking at BDSM Google.
Yeah, so now I see what that is. Yeah. No wonder this is funny.
Yeah, good gig. Mixed Morning Mindbender. $510 million up for grabs in the Mega Millions tonight. That'll go up. What time is that drawing?
Oh, let me check on that.
That'd be great. Powerball tomorrow night, $470 million. That's probably going to go up. A survey showed that what percentage of people would end their current relationship, done, if they won the large lottery jackpot. What do you think, Violetta? What do you think?
34%.
What do you think, Whip?
I would go like 15.
What do you think, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I'm going to say 60%.
60%. Yeah, more than half. We're all switching. We're all out. We're all heading for the hills. A little bit high, Mark. A little bit high, but I love the answer. Love the answer. No, oh, no, that's not right. What percentage, Eddie, are going to end their current relationship if they win?
38%.
38, still too high. Still too high. Yep, keep working at it. Hi there, Janet.
I'm saying 25%.
25, 1 in 4, no. Too high.
Too high.
Too high.
Wow, we're happy.
Watch this. Crystal, what percentage of people say if they win tonight, they're ending their current relationship?
15%.
There it is. Whip won.
Good job.
Hey.
Whip and Crystal won.
All right, Crystal, 15%. Nice job.
So whoever wins tonight is probably, got about a 15% chance of being out.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that happens.
10 o'clock our time, by the way, for Mega Millions, and 9:59 p.m. our time tomorrow night for the Powerball.
Hey, Crystal.
Yeah.
You in a relationship?
I am.
You know, if you pocketed a little over $500 million tonight, you stay in or are you out?
I'd say.
Ah, see, there you go. You're
nice.
On the 85.
Yeah, that's nice. You got to stay with them because they liked you before the money. And then other people are going to like you after the money.
85%. And I think the argument would be the 15% are saying, no, they really didn't like me before the money. No, they really didn't. Into the Zodiac Zone. Whip lives his life through astrology. Yeah. Whatever astrology says, that's what Whip does.
That's how I make decisions. Why I'm here.
The astrological signs most likely to win the lottery tonight, that Mega Millions. What sign are you, Violetta?
I'm a Pisces.
What sign are you, Whip?
Virgo.
I'm an Aquarius. I'm going to tell you this much. One of us is going to win the lottery tonight.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Who?
The number one sign, the astrological sign based on past lottery winners all around the world, is Pisces.
What?
Congratulations. Yeah, you better play tonight.
Oh my god, yeah.
You better play. Interestingly, we all make the top four. Gemini at number two, Virgo at number three, Whip.
Awesome.
Number three, a lot of Virgos. Aquarius at number four, Scorpio, Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Libra, Capricorn, Aries, and if you're a Sagittarius, don't even bother going out.
They always get a bad rap.
Yeah.
They do.
You're in dead last for a chance to win. Americans say they're getting less alone time than ever due to the pandemic.
Oh,
well, yeah, because it's not just you who's home. If you have people who live with you, you're all home.
So you're not going to work and being around people, but you are staying home and still being stuck around people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, unless you live alone, I think that would probably be the case.
Americans say they're getting less alone time than ever due to the pandemic. There's like, I heard it on the way in today, I think 41 or 42% of America is still working from home. Something like that.
Yeah.
Big percentage.
Not big, big number. And that followed up a study or a story, it says, from moms. So they were talking to moms who are working from home and multitasking and, kids are e-learning and, it's exhausting. And you got to be thinking to yourself for a while, all right, this was nice, but I kind of want to go back to work to get away from all this.
Right?
Because moms are sharing how they have to sneak in alone time at home.
Of course, you have to.
Many moms who shared their different thoughts say, there were several that said, I tell people that I practice yoga, but I really just get in the car and go drive around.
Okay, that makes sense.
When they're trying to find alone time. Other ones just don't even bother going to the driving around part. They just go to the driveway.
And just sit there?
Right. I have heated seats in my car and my phone on Bluetooth, and I sit in my driveway for an hour or an hour and a half at a time.
Wow.
So their office has moved from the actual office to the home, now to the driveway.
Yeah.
I think. Other people are talking about how they find time in their home, little secret getaways that they have in their house. Like in my house, I love, like, the bathroom on the main level, like the powder room.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, the vent in there, I think, is directly above the furnace. So when it kicks on, it gets really warm in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you can close the door and leave it closed, you know, for, I don't know, like 3 hours. I mean, it becomes like this little cozy nook.
That's nice.
It's terrific.
Like your own personal sauna.
It is. You're in there. You're all alone. It's nice and warm. It's cozy. You can even curl up with a blanket on the floor.
That's great.
Watch YouTube on your phone for like 2 hours.
Gross and great at the same time.
That's
on
great.
The bathroom floor.
312-233-1019. We all need it. What do you do to get it? When it's time for you to sneak in your alone time, where do you go? I also have that closet downstairs.
You still go to the closet?
I have a closet downstairs where the Wi-Fi is. Remember, if we were going to have to broadcast from home, I was going to have to sit in the closet.
That's
that
right.
Was your strongest signal.
Yeah, because I was right next to it. I was literally going to be sitting in a closet in the basement. That does have another cozy quality to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That closed-in, womb-like, safe quality.
If it's clean.
312-233-1019. When it comes time for alone time, where do you go? 312-233-1019. Hi, Will.
Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Great. When it's time to get away.
In my house, I put a bar on top of my garage. There's a room up there, and my kids don't know it yet.
Nice.
So I whisper to my wife, and I say, I'm going to higher ground. I call it higher ground. I'm going to higher ground.
Higher ground?
That's a good name for a bar.
I do.
Oh my God. It's such a great setup in the house. It's unbelievable, man.
My favorite part is the kids haven't figured out there's a part of the house they've never been to.
Right.
They've never been. They don't know yet.
The They'll higher ground. You know what? I'm going to go check my attic. See what's going on up there. Thank you, Will. Okay, a bunch of stories to get to on Story Friday. Any luck yet?
There's her net worth, supposedly. Okay, according to Celebrity Net Worth, Ellen DeGeneres making roughly $75 million per year hosting the Ellen Show. With an average 170 episodes per season, Ellen makes an estimated $400,000 per episode.
Jeez. Bachelor host Chris Harrison, I don't know what he makes, but he's getting his own bobblehead.
Oh.
Like, Chris, we can't give you a raise, but how about a bobblehead?
I think it's about $200,000, because remember, I looked that up doing my Bachelor review, because he came up with something really unwitty that was passed off as witty, and I can't remember what it was, but I was like, wow, that's why he gets the big bucks.
Gwen Stefani and her ex, Gavin Rossdale from Bush, they have officially been annulled by the Catholic Church. So
that means, never happened.
She's got the all clear to go marry Blake now,
yeah.
I'm guessing. IKEA stores now have mock PS5s, so you can see if the giant game console will fit into your furniture.
Oh, that's okay. Funny.
You're at IKEA, and you're like, I'm thinking about buying this, but can my PS5 fit in it? They're like, well, let's pull a mock one out and see.
Okay.
So you can do that. I'm sorry to have to share this with you, Whip, but the No Pants Subway Ride.
Yes.
That's been canceled.
Oh,
for
what?
2021 due to coronavirus.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Safe, not sanitary.
A no-pants subway ride.
Before, it was a totally healthy thing to do. No germs were passed along before COVID on that.
Yep, it usually happens in multiple cities around the world, including Chicago, but not this next year. Michigan man was angry his deposit hadn't cleared, so he threw an animal trap through a bank window.
Whoa.
That is so Michigan.
Whoa. Right.
Stephen Lee Wallace, 51 years old, two felony counts of malicious destruction of property at the bank. Wallace told his deposit had been cleared, leading him to grow frustrated, yell at employees. Once outside, Wallace uprooted a mailbox, tied the front door shut with a guitar string, and proceeded to bang on the front door, then threw an animal trap through the drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
Guy's got some anger issues. So does this guy. North Dakota man kicks in the front door of someone after getting no reply for his Facebook friend request.
I never reply to those.
Yeah, well, get ready. Your door's getting kicked in.
Uh-oh.
South Korean city is paying residents $100,000 to have babies.
Really?
Yep, they're a little low on their population, I guess. Okay. Offering a grant of nearly $100,000 for couples who have at least three children, the new policy grants loans to 100 million South Koreans, or loans of 100 million to South Koreans, or about 92,000 to all married couples residing in this city.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Well, I mean, I don't live there, and I don't have three kids.
If somebody offered you $100,000 right now to have a baby, you got to have the baby right now.
Oh. I mean, if I can get the loan,
you're
going to spend that $100,000 quickly the baby. So don't think it's a rich squeam.
Plus, your baby might be covered in hair like these babies. The Daily Mail says 20 children in Spain started growing hair all over their bodies after they were mistakenly given a Rogaine-like hair restore for their upset stomachs.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Now they're like little furry babies.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. It'll get fixed. Everything will be fine. And finally, on Story Friday. Neighbors throw a birthday party for an abandoned car left on their street for a year. Feels like you could do this pretty much in any Chicago neighborhood, doesn't it? There's abandoned cars everywhere, right? In the UK, a group of frustrated neighbors threw a tongue-in-cheek birthday party for a car that has remained abandoned on their street for more than a year now. The silver VW Golf has been parked in the same spot on George Street since December 2019, has become an eyesore for residents. One of the car's tires is flat. The inside of the vehicle has become a litter bin with items including old McDonald's food, a shoe, and an empty shampoo bottle lying around. Residents decided to acknowledge the car and hope that it gets towed away by throwing a birthday party for it.
Oh, they're going to miss it.
Oh, it's sweet to have neighbors like that. See, I thought we'd get to trending on Twitter just a couple of minutes early, play a quick chug, and then dive right into the drinking.
Yeah, because I already got my ice.
It's like maple and ash over there.
Yeah.
Have you seen the setup, Whip?
I see. Oh, it's crazy.
It's
it looks
so
like,
swingy.
It almost looks fake. It's so cool or so real.
I am so glad I wore my velvet underpants today because look at that. Yeah. Look at that. That is something. All right. The first ever featured Friday cocktails coming up. But first, top three things trending on Twitter at this very moment at number three.
Morgan Wallen drops Dangerous, the double album. Remember, he's the country star that was uninvited to Saturday Night Live because of COVID concerns once he was making out and partying with college girls.
Who hasn't been, right?
Yeah.
Dropped from Saturday Night Live for making out with college girls.
Sure.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The Kimye drama continues as people are trying to figure out if Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a divorce. Many reports now saying that they had a lot of issues and one very big fight at the end of December. So divorce rumors were obviously circulating. And then yesterday, Kim threw a wrench in all of that by wearing her wedding band.
There it is. By the way, somebody who thinks Kanye is great, the little fella. Cuddly little guy, Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He says that Kanye West gave him some great advice. Out of anyone in the industry who is creative, he really gets me, said Biebs. His advice is always just, make music that's so good people can't hate on it.
That's true. That's good advice.
Okay.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
This one's for you, Eric. Mountain Dew is launching their new pink soda flavor called Major Melon. And you said you like the red Dew, so maybe...
I like Code Red, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're going to enjoy this pink one. The newest adding here is a new permanent flavor. And the company hasn't done that for a decade, so kind of a big deal.
And what's it called?
It's called Major Melon.
Major Melon.
Set him up, V.
Hey, what do you think? Let's try a vintage drink, like a rusty nail. Friday's featured cocktail.
Thank you to Swanee and the Velvet Singers right there. Swanee with the Velvet Headphones. It's time for the first installment of Friday's featured cocktail. Swanee, come on in. Come on in. Swanee's going to be taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
Documenting what's about to unfold.
Oh, that's nice. Very exciting.
With Friday's featured cocktail, it was about 14 years ago that Violetta came to us and said, hey, I'm 17 and I'd like to start drinking.
Oh, no, that's
We're
not.
We're like, you're too young for that. Wait till you're 21.
Okay.
And, of course, she did. And then she came to us when she was 21 and she said, let's do a Friday featured cocktail drink each and every Friday where we invite old people in, like 35 old people. And we pour them drinks, and we just see what happens. And we said, well, that sounds like that could be really tough for our insurance company to insure that. So we decided to leave the old people out of it, but have the drinks that old people enjoyed back in the roaring 20s recreated for a younger, new generation to experience and be exposed to them, right?
Yes.
Like here, like the Rusty Nail, the Rob Roys, the Stingers. Many of you suggested other old people drinks that young people need to deserve or understand what exactly the drink is all about.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds. What's old is new again.
So I've noticed now, Violetta, this is the first Friday. I don't know what drink you're going to prepare, but I see three martini glasses there.
Yeah.
I see some pink roses.
Mm-hmm.
I see a shaker, very James Bond style.
Yep, it's right here.
I see some whipped cream, which I don't know that I've ever had a drink with whipped cream.
This is just for decoration. This actually wasn't in the old days, so okay. Maybe we won't add it.
All right. And then I see a couple bottles of booze. Mm-hmm. The moment is upon us, Violetta. Why don't you share with us what will be today's first featured Friday cocktail?
Okay, it is the Pink Squirrel.
The Pink Squirrel!
Yeah, the Pink Squirrel is an easy, creamy cocktail that's great for after dinner, and it looks like a dessert, so it's going to be perfect.
The Pink Squirrel.
Yes.
What your grandmother used to love in 1936. Okay, so while you put together the Pink Squirrel,
yep.
Real quickly,
So you'll need three different ingredients for this. 3/4 creme de noyas. It's a nutty almond-flavored liqueur, and it's reddish in color.
Uh-huh.
3/4 of a white creme de coco.
Okay.
And then 1.5 ounces of heavy cream.
Gotcha. All right, so there's no calories.
No, it's all very right. Healthy.
So while you are mixing that together now, let's go live to the newsroom.
Yeah.
Where our good friend News Van Whip has been doing all sorts of research on squirrels.
Well, Eric, the Pink Squirrel was created in 1941 by Bryant Sharp at Bryant's Cocktail Lounge.
I believe that's Patrick's great-grandfather.
Is that right? In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, yeah. USA. Now, the original recipe called for ice cream, legend has it, rather than cream. And indeed, the Pink Squirrel may have started life as a milkshake spiked with spirits prior to repeal.
I see.
But in the 1960s, considering it unnecessary, Bryant's second owner, Pat Malmberg, removed the creme de cacao from the original recipe.
Okay.
And this is how Bryant's makes their Pink Squirrels to this day.
All right. I see now that Violetta has shaken it, not stirred it. She is pouring it in the martini glasses.
Wow.
It looks like Pepto-Bismol.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's so pink and creamy.
Yeah.
It wow.
It looks like I have an unsettled stomach from one of those Allergan commercials we air.
It looks really bad.
Hey, you got diarrhea? Try a Pink Squirrel.
Wait, do you want some whipped cream?
Well, yeah,
on
you
got
to do it all. That's...
Can you hear that?
Yeah, try to. I mean, really, come on, put a little whipped cream on there.
It's creamy enough.
Let's go. There you go. That's nice. Mm-hmm. You got to shake that whipped cream more. It's practically dead. Is come on, it? Give it a shake.
Whoa. Hold on.
Give
let me
it
put the
a
cap
shake.
On.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
You got to mix it.
Yep.
There it goes.
Is it frozen or what?
I don't know. It's kind of dribbling out of there. All right. Hand me my squirrel.
All right. Yuck. Take the
I had
squirrel.
A nickel for every time I had to say that.
And then I'll go give whips.
Hand me. Swanee can have mine. Just give mine to Swanee. He's there. Give mine to. Oh, she doesn't hear me.
Give his to Swanee.
Give mine to Swanee. He's right there for you.
All right, here, hold yours up.
All right, cheers. Here we go.
For the Pink Squirrel.
Okay. Ooh, it tastes like a milkshake.
It is exactly like a milkshake.
So you could have gotten
delicious.
That at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's like a nutty milkshake. Nutty, chocolatey. Do you taste the chocolate? There's creme de coco.
I think you'd go into insulin shock, a sugar shock, before you get drunk on this.
Oh, my God. I really like it.
I got to tell you.
I'm going to shake up a little
more. It's not bad, but it's not something that you line up and you have like four of them at the end of a hard week.
No, it's really kind of thick, but it does taste like an adult almond chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. That is delicious.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.